Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in mid-March. This will be airing, I believe, on the 17th of March. So it's headed what's called the Ides of March, all the way back from the Roman times. And generally speaking, you know, the weather, I know in Colorado, this is one of the more, you know, kind of fun times because we like skiing here. Mm-hmm. And the snowiest months, particularly in the mountains, are March and April.
Right.
So they get dumps, you know, like they'll get 2-3
good.
Feet.
Yeah,
at
you
time,
get some good, you know, snow, and you get the sunshine with it too.
And we get warm.
Yeah, that's true. I think if I'm not mistaken, who knows what the weather will be here in New Hampshire? It could be anything. Who knows? But I think today is St. Patrick's Day. When
that's
this
right.
Airs, March 17th.
Yeah, that's right.
St. Patrick's Day, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So yeah, I should have put my green on. You are set. You're in green.
I've got mine on. You know. So
yeah, I missed. I got the red hair, so I'm carrying some Irish.
There you go. Yeah. Happy St. Pat's Day. You know. So the weather here is always interesting. Usually, in Denver, we'll get somewhere between now and even into May. We'll get a really big dump of snow, which will be 2-3-4 feet really at a time. Which is interesting because everything at that point, it's kind of funny because, you know, as we're taping this, you know, I have some people I deal with in the South. They just had, you know, like in the one time in the last, you know, 30 years, a pretty decent snow, you know, in Florida and Alabama and those kind of places that generally don't
crazy,
get it.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is, you know, nuts, you know, and they
Houston
got it.
Even, I think, had it.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, they were talking about, you know, hey, we got a couple places, we got a quarter of an inch of snow. And they said, this was in Atlanta, by the way. And they said, it shut everything
the
down.
City down. Yeah, because like, they don't have snow plows. They don't have things to treat the roads, and they don't know how to drive in it.
Yeah, like that's nothing, you know, for you in New England or us, you know. And but it's interesting. And by the way, yeah, I've been there when that happened, particularly in Dallas. You don't want to drive because people, not because I don't know how to drive, but other people don't.
But
know
other
how
people
drive.
Don't. It is not
and
safe.
It's not safe. But one time we were here in Colorado. We had 74 inches of snow in one day.
Wow.
And it was above the door.
That's crazy.
So it was nuts. Now the fun thing is that, you know, nobody went anywhere, but in 4 or 5 days, it pretty much melted. The plows came out and, you know, you had to get yourself out to get your driveway plowed. But, it just in a few days was done, you know, and you could operate again, you know. But it was interesting that when you look, open the door to go out
and all you see is snow.
The snow is above the door. It's like, that's a big snow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this will be an interesting time. But we've been talking about discerning God's will, and this is a primer to kind of reinforce important things. And what we wanted to do is drive it deeper so that people really understand it's step by step by step. Mm-hmm. It's always, okay, now what?
Right.
And it's very dynamic. So you got to be careful. And that's why circumstances are important, but they're not to be relied on as the only answer. Because
right.
As you're walking down the path, it does involve other people's free wills, mm-hmm. of what they do or don't do relative to you.
Right.
And they sometimes can influence you. They could control you with their authority. They could be somebody that is, let's say, for example, was dealing with an exec. He and his wife were doing a construction project. Mm-hmm. And they had a person that was a believer, mm-hmm. in their church. That was doing the work.
Right.
And they were happy he was doing the work, and they felt, you know, good about that. And he had skill. He started not showing up. Mm. And they're, because of their heart, it was like, okay, all right, well, that's, you know, it's not critical. And, you know, can you come next week? Yeah. Didn't come. Oh, it's not critical. You know, couldn't you come next week? Yeah, it didn't come. So obviously there's frustration.
Right.
And in a way, they were kind of what I call accepting mediocrity.
Right.
By not really holding this person accountable, and their project wasn't getting done.
Right.
Which they needed to get done, particularly with weather issues. And so, you know, I'm listening to that and I'm saying, well, you know, let's talk about the truth of this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just go underneath it all a little bit. What's true and what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And we processed a little bit, which is what we'll talk about today of how to do that. They said, well, really, it's about this guy's heart.
Mm.
He doesn't have any integrity.
Wow.
Exactly. You know, because it's okay if for some reason he can't finish the job, he can't do the work, he's going to have to delay it for 3 weeks. But him just keeps saying he's coming and doesn't. It's a matter of integrity. I said, so what do you believe God is asking you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, is it God's will that this guy has no integrity? See, no.
No.
It's not, I'm causing him not to have, no, not at all. It's all about free will. It's all about how I act, how I react. And my action, his action is impacting you.
Right.
And you got to say, okay, Father, now what? See, it's step by step and based on the dynamics of the reality. So, okay, I said, well, don't you think since you're involved with this guy and he's doing a project for you that you would need to share with him the issue of integrity? And are you going to continue, you know, or not? You know?
Right.
Yep. Okay, why don't you pray about that? And by the way, you got to do it with honor and respect and make sure that you don't have any residual unforgiveness. And can you
out
do
of
it
a pure heart, right?
Yeah, and go talk to him and then see where he goes with that. And then you'll know what to do next. And so he does. And the guy says, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And doesn't fully commit to understanding that, yeah, I'm not really honoring what I say. You know, I have an excuse and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, but it's important for you to have integrity. And so are you going to come next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Doesn't show up.
Wow.
I said, okay, now what did God just show you? He doesn't have any
heart to change.
He doesn't have any integrity and he ain't coming.
Right.
My project isn't going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, now you've invited him to this. Mm-hmm. He wasn't completely honest with you, with his heart.
Right.
And he's not willing to grow in this. Which is not your job, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you got a project. What do you think God's asking you to do? Get somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Let's go find that with somebody that has the skill and the ability to do it and go find that because mm-hmm. your project still has to get done. And okay, so he does and he talks to this guy. Yeah, I can do it. You know, and he starts coming and does it. And when he looked at God's will, it had to be by definition, step by step by step.
Right.
Because while we thought it was going to be this guy doing this project and it was going to mm-hmm. take this time to get it done and be done. Well, in the middle of it, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
What? Free will didn't get done, had to be dealt with. What do we do now? Get somebody else.
Right.
Okay. And all of that.
And there's always dynamic things going on because of free will and other people being involved as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it wasn't that. Well, I thought you selected this guy and we got to make it work. It's not, well, I did select this guy. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, what God was trying to do with this guy is you got a heart issue.
Mm.
And I'd like to have you recognize something that I would be willing to heal about this issue of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't even condemn you for it. It's just an issue of your heart and it's a wound of your heart. I actually use this to invite you to be healed.
Right.
And I was using you guys as the ones to invite him.
And could have been life-changing if he had chosen to respond.
Yeah. And he said, that's what this is all about. Right. Ultimately, yeah, your project was being frustrated, but don't worry, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He rejected it. Okay. Get somebody else. Okay. And the will was God saying, I will that guy to have low integrity? No.
No.
He had it. It's a dynamic. It impacted you and your project, and you had to follow me step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to show people is that it's not here's my will, and I will deliver my will no matter what. It's that here's my will of the next step. I do have a will, which would have been, this guy would have repented, mm-hmm. would have learned integrity, your project would have gotten done, and I would have fulfilled all that I was up to, God speaking. But he rejected that mm-hmm. out of his free will, and I don't force him to do it. So given that, now I have to do something different for you
right.
to get somebody new to finish your project. Was that my original will? No. Is that my will now? Yes. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's dynamic, it's ongoing. Okay, so as we're doing that, and that's what we're trying to, why we're doing this primer is to help people understand that process,
mm-hmm.
That don't get frustrated by things that happen. It's like, okay, this happened, or this person's responding, or he's not responding. What do you have to say now? What's my next step now? Mm-hmm. See, and it's a fork in the road. It's a different thing. And it's not about, okay, here's the path. Hallelujah. Let me know when you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, it's a walk with me step by step by step. And
it's
said, no.
As you say that, I'm reminded of that that adage that people talk about the difference between a travel agent and a tour guide, right? A travel agent books something, makes some great suggestions, and sends you on your way, right? A tour guide walks with you each step of the way, asking questions, dialoguing, giving you more information, and doing the journey with you so that you get the fullness out of it.
Yeah.
Right. And so yeah. Sometimes we treat God as if he's a travel agent.
Yeah. And then think about, you know, in that analogy, and I've been on these tours, and this analogy, you got a tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
That person is taking you to places
mm-hmm.
That they believe is going to be good. I've been on a tour guide where they took us to this, you know, museum. And we walk up
mm-hmm.
to the museum. And today, the museum's closed. I think in this case, they had like a water leak or something.
Mm-hmm.
They have a sign, sorry, but the museum's closed. Okay, well, the tour guide planned for us to go into that museum.
Right.
Because they assumed it was going to be open. They come up, it's closed. So the tour guide says, well, you know what? Since it's closed, we're going to go do something different right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because we have to react to the reality of what
right.
just happened. It's not like, well, let's just stand here and do nothing.
Right.
It's like, hey, this ain't going to work. So, yeah, let's go do something different right
mm-hmm.
now and follow me there. And okay. And we willingly did. It's interesting. We didn't even challenge it. Like, okay, we'll go. Where are you going to take
go.
Us? And that's really what God is saying is that I'm the guide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guide. I'm both got the plan. And I know there's going to be places where it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already know that, but I need you to see it, experience it, and then say, okay, now what? And follow
right.
me. So that's a great, I love that analogy. It's a great analogy. So let's look at how we get some assistance with this. So go to Proverbs 11, 14, and then verse 19, 20, and then 24, 6. Three verses in Proverbs that kind of help us understand something about this. Go ahead and
sure.
do those.
So Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And then 19 and 20, as righteousness leads to life, so he who pursues evil pursues his own death. Is it Proverbs 19, verse 20 you wanted, or verses 19 and 20? That doesn't
verses,
look like where you wanted.
Proverbs 19:20.
That's what I was thinking. Like, huh, that doesn't sound quite like where we're going. So 19:20 is, listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days.
Yep. And then chapter 24, verse 6.
Got it. 24:6 says, for by wise counsel, you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yeah. So as we're walking through God's will, and we've talked about this, about your spouse, your friend, your inner circle, is never be afraid to bring in other people
mm-hmm.
to the process and let them walk with you into the process.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go to, well, I need to figure this out myself.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta show that I don't need anybody else. Actually, he says, welcome.
Right.
Other people. And then together, he says, receive wisdom,
mm-hmm.
which is God's way. And go right. back to, and this is where we do this together. We together are going to Psalm 143.
Mm-hmm.
Cause me to hear what you have to say. Cause me to know the way they'll go.
Right.
Teach me the way. You know, what now? How about now?
Right.
What now? And what step do we need to take now? And we can help each other. And he said, welcome each other.
Mm-hmm.
To do it. Now there's two types of primary counselors that we need to have. So one is a godly counselor. Mm-hmm. And it's not somebody who tells us what they think we should do.
Right.
Because you're not then getting a godly counselor. You're getting a counselor who's operating in the flesh. Well, based on what I see there, you mm-hmm. should. And that's the key word. And when right. people start to say that,
yes,
you should, that's not.
A red flag should pop up in that moment.
That's a red right. flag, because I'm getting a very limited perspective on something they don't really know the full answer to. They don't even know all the information to. Mm-hmm. And they're just saying, well, based on what I hear, I did X in the past, so to go do that. You know, and mm-hmm. and what it is, it's interesting. It's actually a trick of the enemy to use Christian friends mm-hmm. to get you actually to move away from God by you doing your own thing.
Right.
And what somebody else says. And by the way, hey, I think this person is successful, so I'll follow what they have to say. Mm-hmm. And God says, well, why don't you follow what I have to say?
Right.
So a godly counselor is one that we will have walk with us to do. Think about what a godly counselor wants to do. What?
To lead us back to the feet of Jesus, really, so that we're hearing from God.
It's because we discover God's will, which is best mm-hmm. and none better. And I recognize if I'm one of those godly counselors or I'm receiving a godly counselor, is that we don't really fully know, mm-hmm. but we know who does know.
Right.
And what we want to do is go through Psalm 143 together. Okay, Father, what do you got to say now? Just like I did for that person is, mm-hmm. You know, just out of a question, how's it going?
Right.
And God says, do you see he's got an issue here? Yeah. He doesn't even know what the issue is. Okay. Well, son, I want you to help him take the next step. Mm-hmm. Take the next step. And my role wasn't, well, you should, or here's the issue, or you better. It's rather, well, let's go find out. Mm-hmm. I know God will show us. He'll show you. By the way, he's got to confirm it for you.
Right.
So even as I'm processing with them and see these key things, I didn't say, well, here's the issue. You have to. It said, mm-hmm. You said this. Do you recognize what God is saying to you?
Right.
Yeah, I do. Do you know what that means? No. Okay, let's go further. And as he's engaging, God is reinforcing with him, mm-hmm. which is a godly counselor knows if he's going to show you his will, he's not going to tell me his will for you.
Right.
Now, I might understand it. I might see some things about it, but he's got to tell you.
Right.
Okay, now think about it. My role, therefore, is to do what with you?
To help lead you to hearing and to seeking, right?
So that you hear, mm-hmm. you understand it, you're confirmed with it. And my role is to connect you, process with you, mm-hmm. and have you receive it. And I want you to welcome it. Mm-hmm. And with this, particularly with this individual that was, stuck with it, there was a little bit, and he talked to me about this as we went forward. He says, I was a little bit hesitant to even tell you I had an issue mm-hmm. because it shows that I'm kind of weak. And I said, the beauty of walking with God is that there is no condemnation. Mm. So he said, look, I don't even think that way.
Right.
Because I've learned it. I've learned what it means to walk with God, and there is no condemnation. And it's not like I shouldn't have condemnation. I don't have it.
Right.
Why? Well, because I've walked with him and he's living his life through me. He doesn't have it. I don't have it. I don't even think that way.
Right.
It's just like, well, don't you want to get healed? That's what I think about. Mm-hmm. That's what he thinks about. You know, so don't be afraid. Don't be authentic. You can share the most deep stuff, no problem, because that's where it's going to go, you know, to get it. So a godly counselor says, I'm going to walk with you to discern God's will. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen for you. I'm going to show you what it means to hear his voice. We'll connect with him. I'll confirm it. Mm-hmm. There's some questions I can ask you to get you to the keys, but let's go and do it. So he says, open up as you walk down the path, particularly when you get a little bit stuck. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? And the things you and I have talked about is, wait a minute, this circumstance seems negative. Did I miss God's will?
Right. Right.
What about this? What about that? I wonder, you know, and particularly as we're learning this is then invite other people into the process, mm-hmm. but they have to be godly counselors that have a heart to walk with you. And the beauty is first of all, our fellowship mm-hmm. gets to be sweet because we just get to walk with God. How cool is that?
Absolutely. Right.
And then two, we get to walk with God. How cool is that?
And you get a front row seat to watching him be God, right?
Yeah. And we get the beauty of God speaking and showing and doing supernatural mm-hmm. things. And now what? And resolving the issues. There's nothing greater than that, which mm-hmm. is why the covenant is so critical piece of this, is that I'm going to bless you with an answer. I'm going to resolve mm-hmm. this issue. You'll see it.
Right.
You'll experience it. You'll learn it. Guess what? I'm going to have you do that for other people as well while it's happening for you. So that for Linda and I, we're both having people around us help us while I'm being somebody around them to help them.
Right.
And it's happening at the same time.
All of that going on at the same time is truly just like you said, having the ability to see God work in and around you constantly.
Exactly.
You know, it is so encouraging to your faith and helps everyone to just grow to have expectancy to see God speak and move, right? Because you're seeing it in so many avenues too.
Yep. So Heavenly Father, thank you that you tell us in a multitude of counselors, there's safety, there's truth, there's the beauty of discovering your will, and we should welcome that. We should have people around us that help us, and we should be available to help others, not to tell them what to do, but to walk with them into hearing your voice, understanding the next step, now what just happened. If we do that together, we will all experience your supernatural work and we'll get excited about it. And other people will want to learn what it means to discern God's will. And so we just pray that we will receive that, live it, and experience it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. And thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we would love to talk about it. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. And then tomorrow, by the way, we talked about godly counselor. There is another type of counselor that we need to talk about. We'll talk about
that
tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yep. All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.